Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 2nd, Sunday, 2019, day 153. Today's topic, Jesus says, come and have breakfast. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 125 verses 1 to 5, 2 Samuel chapter 19 verse 11 to chapter 20 verse 13. John chapter 21 verses 1 to 25, Proverbs 16 verses 16 to 17. Today's main passage from John chapter 21 verses 12 to 13. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread, and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening, today's John chapter 21 verses 12 to 13 gives me lots of thinking. Before these two verses, Jesus uses the scene of Luke chapter 5 verses 1 to 11 to help his disciples to recognize him as they experienced similar situations 3 years later of going back to fishing business but unable to catch any fish. And Jesus invited them, come and have breakfast. The simple invitation makes me to think of the tradition in churches, monasteries, and seminaries of morning prayer or communion, following with breakfast. Why do so many people forget this wonderful and powerful tradition and lifestyle? Actually, I think no matter your morning devotion or morning prayer communion following by breakfast for many churches, monasteries, and seminaries, all of those lifestyle and acts of worship is to respond to Jesus' invitation. Come and have breakfast. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to be willing to have breakfast with you every morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of invitation have you received from Jesus today? Number two, what is your action so that you can have breakfast with Jesus each day? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about the importance of having breakfast with Jesus every day. May the Lord bless you.